Imagine a world where women aren't constantly counting calories or obsessing over meal timing, yet still achieve vibrant health. This isn't fantasy. It's the ancient practice of intermittent fasting, reimagined for modern women. While celebrities like Jennifer Aniston and Halle Berry have embraced this approach, the real power lies in its ability to address root causes of conditions plaguing millions of women: type 2 diabetes, hormonal imbalances, and PCOS. Megan Ramos discovered fasting's transformative power firsthand after being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, fatty liver disease, and PCOS at just 27, despite following conventional dietary advice. Her personal healing journey led her to partner with Dr. Jason Fung to create a clinical program that has helped over 20,000 women reclaim their health. Their work reveals a profound truth. Sometimes the most powerful medicine isn't what we add to our lives, but what we temporarily remove. What makes fasting different from dieting? Think of your body as having both a refrigerator, recently consumed food, and a freezer, stored body fat. Fasting simply means using what's in your freezer before constantly restocking your refrigerator, allowing your body to access its natural energy reserves rather than constantly processing new fuel. Ever wondered why perfect diet adherence still leaves you struggling with weight loss? The conventional approach assumes calories in and out are independent variables we consciously control. In reality, these variables interconnect through hormonal systems that automatically adjust metabolism when calorie intake changes. When we restrict calories, our bodies reduce energy expenditure, leaving us feeling foggy and constantly hungry. The Biggest Loser contestants initially lost an average of 127 pounds, but their metabolic rates dropped by 789 calories daily, a slowdown persisting 6 years later, explaining their weight regain. As contestant Suzanne Mendonca admitted, "There is never a reunion show because we're all fat again." The Women's Health Initiative study confirmed this across nearly 50,000 postmenopausal women. Despite reducing intake by 361 calories daily and increasing activity by 14%, the diet group lost merely 0.9 pounds after 7.5 years, not the theoretical 30 pounds expected. The evidence is clear. Calorie-restricted diets with increased exercise don't work long-term. Insulin is the master hormone, explaining why fasting succeeds where diets fail. When we eat, insulin rises to help glucose enter cells, storing excess energy as glycogen, then fat. Modern eating creates two problems: large insulin surges from heavy meals, especially carb-rich ones, and constant stimulation from frequent eating. Even healthy snacks trigger insulin responses. Over time, cell receptors become insulin resistant, creating a vicious cycle. More insulin is produced to overcome resistance, while cells remain energy starved despite high blood glucose. This explains why people with obesity or diabetes often feel constantly fatigued despite having ample stored energy. Consider 72-year-old March, who gained 110 pounds while taking 110 units of insulin daily for 7 years. After a 21-day medically supervised fast, she completely reversed her diabetes, lost all 110 pounds, and regained her joy in life. Not all calories trigger the same hormonal response. 150 calories of almonds affects your body differently than 150 calories of soda. Understanding how macronutrients influence hormones is crucial for managing insulin and health. Carbohydrates break down into glucose, triggering insulin release. Proteins serve as building blocks, though excess converts to glucose. Natural fats create cells and hormones without triggering insulin, instead producing fatty acids and ketone bodies for fuel. For optimal health, prioritize natural fats, consume moderate protein, and reduce carbohydrates, contrary to conventional wisdom. Since obesity is essentially a disease of excess insulin, we should eat to minimize insulin production. The standard American diet, low in fat, high in carbs, with frequent eating, causes constantly elevated insulin, leading to metabolic syndrome. Low-carb, high-fat diets reduce insulin by decreasing sugar-forming foods. Jaina, 57, reversed prediabetes by consolidating snacks into meals and adopting 2 meals daily with occasional 24-hour fasts. Her success came not from eating less, but from eating less often. Modern women's chronic stress disrupts hormonal balance, with cortisol significantly impacting intermittent fasting results. When stressed, cortisol triggers fight or flight by increasing alertness and glucose availability. Unlike our ancestors who experienced brief stress followed by physical activity, we face chronic stress without resolution, creating persistently elevated cortisol and glucose that triggers insulin release. For every unit of cortisol produced, the pancreas releases 10 times as much insulin, explaining why stress directly contributes to weight gain, particularly abdominal fat. Even without Cushing's syndrome, elevated cortisol causes weight gain regardless of diet or exercise. Sleep deprivation is a primary stress trigger, with one poor night increasing cortisol by over 100%. Sleeping less than 7 hours correlates with excess weight. Each extra hour reduces obesity risk by 50%, while under 5 hours increases it by 91%. While meditation, yoga, and exercise help manage stress, prioritize sleep quality when beginning fasting. Sleep in darkness, keep bedrooms cool, remove screens, maintain regular hours, and get morning sunlight. Female hormones affect all bodily systems, making them crucial for women who fast. Estrogen exists in 3 forms: estradiol, ovaries, estriol, pregnancy, and estrone, fat cells and adrenal glands, working with progesterone to regulate menstruation and fertility. Polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS, affects millions of women, causing irregular periods, infertility, acne, and unwanted hair growth. Research now links PCOS primarily with insulin resistance, essentially type 2 diabetes of the ovaries. Ovaries contain numerous insulin receptors because reproduction depends on food availability. Chronically high insulin disrupts hormonal balance needed for follicle development, increases testosterone, and prevents egg maturation and release. By reducing insulin through fasting and low-carb diets, many women can reverse PCOS symptoms. After struggling with irregular periods, acne, male pattern hair growth, and fertility issues, Melissa worked with a fasting specialist to eliminate refined carbs and incorporate intermittent fasting. Her periods normalized, and she conceived naturally despite previous fertility challenges. Transitioning to intermittent fasting requires a methodical approach. Like building strength at the gym, fasting mastery develops gradually through changes that naturally manage hunger. Develop a healing mindset by reframing fasting as healing rather than deprivation. Create specific goals to reference when feeling deprived, and use terms like healing days and rebuilding days to reshape your thinking. Begin by eliminating snacks to extend your healing window. This naturally creates a 14-hour fasting window if you eat breakfast at 8 a.m. and finish dinner by 6 p.m. Women's fasting journey differs from men's. Men often see dramatic early results that plateau, while women typically experience minimal initial results followed by accelerating progress with consistency. Many women quit too early, unaware of this pattern. For therapeutic results, aim for 3 24 to 42-hour fasts weekly. Start mornings with water, fast on busy workdays, use black coffee or tea as mild appetite suppressants, and maintain nutritious, low-carb eating between fasts. Remember that wellness is about progress, not perfection. Your body has remarkable healing capacity. Intermittent fasting simply creates space for that natural healing.